now time for Tassie Time.
The work of a modern master. 200 for Ricky Ponting.
Mystic Journey up the top takes the lead. She is one free for Mabel. Mystic Journey's won the All-Star by an elected quarter.
But he says ta-da on Bowtide. Some Bowtide brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back all right. He's making a mess of them. Bowtide, absolutely brilliant.
Richard for 10.
Steve Old.
Happy New Year, Oldie. Welcome back. And Tassie Time ready to go for another year in 2021.
Same here, mate. Good to talk to you.
Same old story, basically, from what we were talking about the end of 2020. Back page of the Mercury, of course, Tasmania's number one paper. And it's regarding the Premier saying that he's determined now and he's basically set his sights on getting a state-based A-League soccer team as the clock ticks down on his ultimatum with the AFL. What are you hearing at the moment?
Yeah, I think I've said here for a while, mate. I think A-League and other, you know, Tassie sides in National League should be fairly high on the government's agenda. And I think, you know, the Premier's made it quite clear that if the AFL want to come and talk negotiations on Hawthorn and North Melbourne agreements, like renegotiation of them, then he wants to get use the opportunity to make sure he gets an answer on a Tasmanian side in the AFL. So I think it's a perfect time for the Premier to play that card, to basically say to the AFL, either we get a team or we know what the plan is, otherwise we won't be renegotiating the contracts, or they'll look to put some of that AFL money, the other $10 million or so every year that's put in AFL, basically into some other sports. So I think sports like soccer, netball and all those other sports that have been talking for a while about looking at possible national sides, I think now's the perfect opportunity that if I was running, you know, soccer, netball, anything around the country, I'd be getting a meeting with the Premier of Tasmania ASAP, because I think there's a very good opportunity for the government to divest some funding if the AFL is not prepared to give Tassie a side. Then let's get a few other Tassie sides in a few other leagues. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm a very big AFL fan, as you know, mate, and I'd love to see a Tassie side, and I want to see money invested in the sport. You know, it's a big sport, but I think if they're not going to come to the party and be honest with the Tasmanian public, then we can, you know, put our chips in another basket.
When is D-Day?
Well, I'd suggest it'd be in the next 12 months, mate. I think when you're talking about Tasmania's due to go to a state election in March 2022, so just over 12 months' time, I'd suggest that all political parties will be looking at, you know, what money's spent on AFL, what commitments they give to an AFL side, and, you know, what is their policy in relation to this. So I think the next 12 months is D-Day for these conversations, if not the next 6 months. So I think, you know, post-COVID, and we're still obviously in the COVID situation, but let's call it post-COVID. Post-COVID, a state election in sort of 12 to 15 months' time, it is now is the time for these conversations to happen. And I suggest that if the AFL goes quiet and doesn't seek meetings with the Premier and has those discussions now, I'd suggest the Premier will be seeking conversations with other people so that when he goes to the election next year, that he can have a clear policy and a clear agenda for Tasmanian voters. I think he'd be mad if he didn't do that.
So, Oldie, when you think about it, so has Tasmania got enough people and funding behind it to have multiple professional sporting outfits in your state? Obviously, of course, we have the Jack Jumpers that will be playing in the NBL next season. So if you want to get an A-League side, if you're looking for a professional netball outfit, of course, you've got the Tasmanian cricket side and the Hobart Hurricanes. And if you want an AFL side as well, have you got enough people, enough sponsors, do you think, that you could have national sporting sides in multiple sports?
Very good question, mate. And this is why I suggest that this is so important for the AFL to talk to the government about a Tassie AFL side. Because I think if they miss the boat on an AFL side now, and Tasmania and the Tasmanian government go down the path of looking at a national soccer team and a netball side, I'd suggest it's they've moved on from AFL. I don't believe Tassie's big enough to have a, you know, we're going to have our cricket sides as we have in basketball. They're the two that have got in first, and we've got them. Now, if you're going to talk about getting a soccer team and, let's say, a netball side or whatever, I don't think there's room for those and an AFL side as well. So this is why I think D-Day comes up, because it's either an opportunity for the AFL to get in conversations with the government now, but if the government moves on and looks at a couple of other sports, I guess my answer to you, mate, is I don't believe there is enough money to have Tasmania running around in five different national competitions, let's say, if we're in basketball, cricket, AFL, netball, soccer, whatever it is. I don't think there's a big enough need for, let's say, five national sides. That's why the AFL needs to give an answer ASAP on an AFL team. And if they don't want to commit to having a conversation with the government. I think the government moves on and talks to soccer and netball, and then if they decide to get a national side, I think AFL's missed the boat. And not only do they miss the boat for Tassie side, but they'll lose all that money that Hawthorn and North Melbourne get out of playing games in Tasmania, all the membership and other benefits that come to the AFL. And post-COVID, I don't think the AFL's in a position to ditch Tasmania in the AFL perspective. I think more than ever, the AFL needs to come to the table with the Tasmanian government and make some agreement on future of AFL football in Tasmania. And I think COVID has given a perfect opportunity for the government to actually play hardball with the AFL. So I think for many years, the AFL's had the leading hand, but I'd suggest post-COVID, I think the government and the Tasmanian people have the upper hand. So if I was a sports code now, I'd be getting to the Premier and having a conversation ASAP.
Yeah, reading that article and listening to you, and obviously you've got a lot of connections in Tassie. I think Tasmania's nearly fed up and they're fired up to take on the AFL and make sure that they desperately want an AFL club or AFL Bayside in their state. So it'll be interesting to see how it does play out this year in 2021. Is Scott Rother...
That, mate, I don't think we'll get a Tassie side anyway. Let's be honest. I don't think post-COVID the AFL needs to hand out another licence for another new team. I think the only option is for a relocated side to move to Tasmania. Let's say it's North Melbourne. I don't think, let's all be smart about it. I don't think they're going to look to hand out a new licence. I think it has to be relocated. And I think the question the AFL will be asking now is, does Melbourne, let's say Victoria, have post-COVID the need to have as many sides in Melbourne as they do? And that's where I think they're going to be looking to move, I hate to say, North Melbourne to Tasmania. So I think those discussions need to happen sooner rather than later.
Shorten was going to put $30 million in developing an AFL team in Tassie, but Labor didn't win enough seats in Tassie, so Tasmanians had their chance and didn't take it. That's from Paul. Your thoughts there, Aldi?
No, I don't think that's right. No. I think there's been both sides of the political spectrum have talked about an AFL side for a long time. Whether they've played the politics right, I think for too long, I think governments were beholden to the AFL and too scared to take the AFL on. I think we're now in a position for a variety of reasons, and I think this Premier is at the helm at the right time to have those conversations. But you don't go to an election generally on just whether Tasmania wants an AFL team. There's a lot of other issues over many years Tasmania's had to face rather than just going to the ballots to vote for an AFL team.
All right then, mate. What about, obviously, Scott Roth, he's been announced as the new coach of the Jack Jumpers, the new NBL side coming in, of course, based in Tassie. Why was he the right man to lead your side into their first season?
Look, from all the feedback I've had as a board member, I think he comes with great credentials, obviously from his playing days in the NBA, but also his work right around the world. He's coached a number of national sides, been assistant coaches. He's been with the Perth Wildcats, that's renowned for probably being the best franchise in the NBL for a number of years, if not ever. And the one conversation we're having with Larry and Simon in relation to the Jack Jumpers is the first thing we have to do is make this a side for all Tasmanians and a commercial success. It's got to be able to run financially. But the second bit is it's got to be the right culture and the right fit. The club has to get off to the right start and be a club for all Tasmanians that they can embrace. And I think what we've been told, and I've not met the guy yet, but obviously he comes with great credentials that from a cultural point of view and what he wants to bring and all these different connections around the world, he's going to bring everything to Tasmania that we need from an NBL perspective. So they did have over 100 applications. There was other people they could have headhunted, but I know from talking to Simon Brookhouse from day one, culture and the right fit as the coach was the key thing they needed to do, and they needed to get that first jigsaw puzzle piece right. And from all things I've heard, they've got the right man, and now we've got to get him down to Tassie. I think he's come down in March. And then his job's a really tough one because he's got to then recruit his team. And, it's not going to be easy with players locked into contracts with NBL sides around the country. And, who knows what happens post-COVID around the world, how easy it is to get imports down here. Hopefully it's, an easier proposition. But it's not going to be an easy thing for him to sign up players to a new franchise, given a lot of them are on extended contracts. So he's got a tough job ahead of him. But I also think that, Tasmania is going to be a great destination for not only visitors but sporting people looking for a career. I think if you're a up-and-coming basketballer or you're a credentialed basketballer, why wouldn't you want to be part of the NBL and come down to Tasmania and live and be part of, the greatest place in Australia? I'd be doing it if I was a basketball.
All right, then, looking forward to you getting to the States as their recruiting manager there, Aldi, in the next 12 months or so. Hey, it's a big summer carnival for Tassie Racing. It's great to see a horse like Mystic Journey. Adam Trind is saying that she'll be there for three starts at least. She kicks off her campaign in that stakes race there tonight at Launceston. But how important is it for the Hobart track to be right?
Oh, hugely important, mate. I mean, we're only a couple of weeks away from Hobart Cup. It's obviously been a lot of negative publicity over the last month or so in relation to the track. And obviously that's got to be, you know, I mean, I think there's a bit of a review going on. That needs to be looked at intensely to start with and find out how that happened. But two is, Hobart Cup is, you know, it has struggled for years to get the crowds back to it that they've needed. And I think, you know, even last year you and me were talking, saying that there's a perfect opportunity for racing in Tasmania to get off on a strong footing in 2021, given that a lot of other events around Hobart and Tasmania have been cancelled due to COVID. It's a great opportunity for racing to get advertising and get people out to, you know, a major event again. And I just hope that this negative publicity that's happened through the track doesn't put people off going to Hobart Cup in a couple of weeks. It's still going to be a fantastic carnival. We've got great horses running around in Tasmania. The quality of breeding and stuff in Tassie is probably at the highest it's been for a long time. We need to get people back to the racetrack. And, you know, even if you don't like racing, get back and be part of the social scene. And it's a great place to be. You don't have to, you know, bet to be part of racing. You can get along and socialise and be part of a real party atmosphere. And there's no better place than going to Elwick and having a good day down there. And then, of course, we've got Lonnie Cup only a few weeks later and stuff. So, you know, it is a great time summer down in Hobart to get to the races, and I'd encourage everyone to get behind it, support an industry that employs over 5,000 people in Tassie.
We're $8 at the moment, the Hobart Hurricanes. Matty Wade comes back into the lineup. Probably Tim Paye might find a spot as well. But he's probably not a certain starter in that Hurricanes lineup in T20 cricket. What's the talk around Tassie at the moment? Do you think he can make a late charge and feature at the business end of the season?
Yeah, look, I think we can. I mean, there's some hot sides. The Scorchers are obviously picking up their game at the moment, and others are. But I'm actually just about to sit down at Fat Fish in Salamanca, owned by Jimmy Faulkner. It's sad to see Jimmy's been ruled out of the rest of the campaign. I think if we had Jimmy still there and we had Wadey come back and obviously Paney, I think the Hurricanes would be a very, very good bet. I think getting Wadey back, I was looking at some stats the other night between him and Darcy Short in relation to their opening partnerships is phenomenal. We have struggled at the top of the opening, you know, getting the openers right this year. So if we can get Wadey back in there, Timmy Paine does fit in beautifully to our T20 side as well. I think there's been a couple of other batsmen who have struggled a bit this year. So I think getting Wade back and getting Tim Paine back might just be the edge we need to get back on track. And, you know, if we can get another win or two, that table is so close at the moment. Finishing fifth or sixth or, you know, one or two is that close at the moment. So every game is crucial leading up into the finals. And I think Hobart's about to give it a late run.
Hey, Aldi, love your work. We'll dominate 2021. We'll talk about the big issues and try and make a difference in Tassie sport. There's plenty happening and there's a lot to play out as well. And so we'll do this each and every Wednesday in 2021. Enjoy the punt at Launceston tonight. I know that Bear Robertson will be sending his mail, and hopefully it's been pretty good of late, the former North Hobart coach. Hopefully he can continue on.
He's very good, Bear. Let's make sure he gets us a few right. winners as we head into the carnival.
We might have to give him a regular slot here as well. He wants to be a tipster, so we might give him... Well, he'll have to talk to you regarding a contract and how much money he needs, but maybe we can work out a deal for him to join Tassie Time each and every week.
More than happy. I'll have a chat to him.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Aldi. That is Tassie Time.